It is 6:46 on Daybreak. You know, it's common to lose your vision a little bit as you age, but if you're hit by glaucoma, that loss can be a lot worse. This week is World Glaucoma Awareness, and we've invited Prince George optometrist Michael Dennis onto our show to talk about glaucoma. Dr. Dennis, good morning.
Good morning, Russell.
You know, glaucoma is one of those things that I'm sure many of us have heard of. You know, we've probably had an older relative that has gotten it or something. But can you give me a little bit of a sense of what it is definitively?
Well, Russell, there's basically two different categories of glaucoma. There's open-angle glaucoma and closed-angle. Closed-angle results in a sudden onset of pain and redness, nausea, sometimes even vomiting and reduced vision. And it's a true ocular emergency. It's something that would send somebody to the emergency or to their eye doctor to get their eye fixed. But the most common kind, 90% as a matter of fact, is open-angle glaucoma. And it has absolutely no symptoms. It's nicknamed the silent thief of vision. And it results from a slow, it gives you a slow, gradual loss of vision.
And in terms of other effects that it has, I mean, there's the visionary effects, of course, but what other sort of impacts can it have on one's life?
Well, you know, in advanced glaucoma, the person has a loss of peripheral vision, so it gives them all sorts of problems with mobility and just getting around to function. Often these patients have other complicating factors, either with their vision or with their general health.
How common is glaucoma?
Well, there's about there's almost a million people in Canada, but there's 44.3 million people worldwide that have glaucoma. So it's fairly common.
Yeah, and it's fairly common even within Canada when you consider global numbers, eh?
Yeah.
And as I mentioned earlier, I mean, I think we tend to think of it as an older person's disease. Is that typically the demographic that has to deal with it?
Well, that's one of the major risk factors. But there are other risk factors. For instance, women have a 3 times higher chance of developing glaucoma than men do. People of East Asian descent are far more common to develop the closed-angle glaucoma, as are Inuit people. And African Canadians are far more likely to develop open-angle glaucoma. Now, the other thing, the biggest other thing is family history. So if you have a history of a brother or sister or mother or father that have glaucoma, then the chances of you developing glaucoma are increased 2 to 4 times.
And I know for a lot of things, people try and sort of eliminate risk factors. Anything in particular in our modern day that perhaps can trigger glaucoma in us, or is it literally just down to our genes?
Well, there's been a number of studies done on different foods and supplements, and none of them actually have been shown to significantly reduce the risk of you developing glaucoma. The best way to reduce your risk is to have your eyes examined and see if there's any complicating factors there.
Mm. And a lot of us do tend to do it every couple of years, you know, based on what our medical plans allow. But in between medical examinations, if you notice something quite drastic happening or perhaps more drastic than normal, is that the sort of thing where you should just kind of go in and have it checked anyway?
Yeah, any sudden changes in your vision, you should consider going in for an eye exam. You know, there's the onset of glaucoma, especially the closed angle, needs to be dealt with immediately.
Mm-hmm. And one more thing, Dr. Dennis, in terms of any particular, I guess, causes or any sort of things that people should watch out for, what would you say is the most immediate thing to watch for if you're taking a little bit of a self-assessment this morning?
Well, I think the biggest thing to think about is that family history, because, you know, some people know about it and some people don't know what grandma had you know, especially if you go back another generation. So it's good to consult with your mom and dad, see if there's maybe an aunt or uncle that has glaucoma.
All right. Dr. Dennis, thank you so much for joining us on the program this morning.
Thanks for your interest.
Take care.
Bye-bye.